This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. Russia launched a fresh wave of missile strikes on Ukraine in the morning on January 26th, killing at least one person hours after an overnight drone attack, while heavy fighting continues unabated in the east, where Moscow's forces have been piling increasing pressure on Ukrainian defenders. The new missile attacks came after President Volodymyr Zelensky called on Kyiv's Western allies to deliver long-range missiles and military aircraft to beef up Ukraine's air defense. He spoke just hours after Germany and the United States pledged to provide Kyiv with advanced battle tanks. Also Thursday, the U.S. Treasury Department took additional actions against the Russian Federation's capacity to wage war against Ukraine by sanctioning 8 individuals, 16 entities, and 4 aircraft. More from VOA's Steve Miller.
The Treasury Department also designated Russia's Wagner Group as a significant transnational criminal organization. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said in a statement, quote, "Today's expanded sanctions on Wagner, as well as new sanctions on their associates and other companies enabling the Russian military complex, will further impede Putin's ability to arm and equip his war machine." Thursday's actions, concurrent with additional sanctions by the Department of State, targets the infrastructure that supports battlefield operations in Ukraine, including producers of Russia's weapons and those administering Russian-occupied areas of Ukraine. Steve Miller, VOA News.
The U.S. Department of Commerce said Thursday that the U.S. economy cooled only slightly at the end of last year, even as forecasters suggested a recession is possible later in 2023. More on that and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Witnesses say Israeli troops killed 9 Palestinians, including an elderly woman, and wounded 12 others during clashes with gunmen Thursday in the occupied West Bank. The Israeli military confirmed that an operation was underway in Jenin, but did not immediately provide further details. After the attack, the State Department announced U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken will travel to the region. VOA's Diane Roberts has more.
It was just hours after the attack in the occupied West Bank when the U.S. State Department announced Secretary of State Antony Blinken will travel to Egypt, Israel, and the West Bank. The visit, starting Sunday and lasting through Tuesday, is to discuss heightened tensions between Israelis and Palestinians with regional leaders. In meetings with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas, the top U.S. diplomat will discuss Israeli-Palestinian relations and preserving the two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. This, according to spokesperson Ned Price in a statement on Thursday. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
European Union migration ministers are meeting in Stockholm to review migration policies, especially on returning migrants with no right to asylum back to their home countries. The gathering is considered an informal meeting ahead of the meeting of all 27 EU heads of state scheduled for February 10th. Migration is expected to top the agenda on that day. VOA Justice Department correspondent Masood Farivar has this preview of a story he's following.
An international ransomware network that extorted more than $100 million from victims around the world has been brought down following a months-long infiltration by the FBI, the Justice Department announced on Thursday. The Hive Group's takedown is the latest in the Biden administration's crackdown on ransomware attacks that cost private businesses and governments billions of dollars a year.
That's Masood Farivar. His story and more can be found later on our website, voanews.com. France's foreign ministry has demanded that Iran immediately release Bernard Phelan, a Franco-Irish citizen whose health while imprisoned has worsened during a recent hunger strike. Paris says he's been denied urgent medical care. Tehran has detained 7 French nationals in recent months. In what Paris says are arbitrary arrests that are equivalent to state hostage-taking. Phelan was detained in early October as anti-government protests spread across the country. From Washington, I'm Marissa Milton, VOA News.